Police take down suspects in second Spain attack.
Terrorists had planned a wave of attacks.
Van used as killing machine.
The fully fledged terror network has been operating here.
Naval punishment for deadly collision at sea.
Very, very serious mistakes had been made.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, 14 are dead in Spain after twin terror attacks. Police were quick to respond in the town of Cambrils to terror suspects in a car just hours after a van was used to plow into people in Barcelona. CBS's Seth Doan begins our coverage from Spain on the latest act of terror.
Police shot dead five attackers after they drove a car into pedestrians in this coastal resort community. Fitzroy Davies witnessed the police operation.
And they were shouting at the guy, and then shots were fired, charged the police again, and the police then gave some more shots.
This eyewitness said he saw suspects wearing suicide vests. We were worried, so we hid, he said. Those vests were detonated by a bomb squad and determined to be fake.
One person died in that attack. 13 were killed earlier in Barcelona when a van ran over pedestrians. In all, people from 34 countries, including the United States, are among the dead and injured. At least one American is among those hurt. Correspondent Deborah Pata has more on how it all began along a seven-block stretch of Barcelona.
Bodies were strewn along the street as people ran panicked in all directions.
What happened? Oh, God.
Native New Yorker Alex Luca is on holiday in Spain with his family. It was a belated celebration for his younger sister's birthday.
Within seconds, there was panic.
They arrived at Las Ramblas in a tour bus just as the terrorist van began mowing down pedestrians.
Upon impact, you just start seeing bodies and you start seeing people sprinting, and you could tell like that was a definition of fear.
Many families were separated from each other, including a seven-year-old Australian boy who is still missing. His mother was injured in the attack and his family desperately appealing for information on his whereabouts.
A few hours ago, a crowd in Barcelona, after a moment of silence, chanted, "I am not afraid." ISIS has claimed responsibility for the chaos and carnage. The BBC's Gavin Lee on the investigation.
Spanish media reporting here is that the CIA warned Spanish officials 2 months ago to say Las Ramblas was being targeted, to be prepared. Now, it may explain why, at least everybody here that we've spoken to, the eyewitnesses on the street, saying the police were rapid in their response. They were here on the scene within minutes.
Four people are under arrest in connection with both attacks. The van driver is still at large. CBS News national security analyst Fran Townsend.
I expect that the cell will be comprised not only of Spaniards, but probably of Moroccans coming from North Africa. And typically, the Spanish, between 2013 and 2016, have arrested 178 extremists. 40% of them have been Moroccans, 40 Spaniards. You know, they're going to want to understand the composition of this cell, their travel patterns, communications, and how they were able to coordinate and get the component parts for the suicide belts.
Well, here at home, a statue of the Supreme Court justice who wrote the Dred Scott decision upholding slavery was removed overnight from the grounds of the Maryland State House. There has been vandalism at monuments to the Confederacy in some states and calls for many to be brought down or relocated. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Is it time to move Confederate statues from the famed Monument Avenue of Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederacy? One is dedicated to legendary Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Jack Christian is a descendant.
I would imagine that removing the statues will go some distance toward at least beginning to change some mindsets.
A descendant of Confederate President Jefferson Davis says he supports moving the statues to appropriate settings like museums.
President Trump has called those Confederate monuments beautiful, and taking them down rips apart our history. And over the past few days, he's taken aim at Republicans who criticized his comments over the Charlottesville violence. Now, another GOP lawmaker has offered more pointed criticism. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
What you're about to hear is very sharp and biting criticism of the president from the Republican who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker says Mr. Trump has not demonstrated the stability or the competence he needs to be successful.
I will say we're at a point where there needs to be radical changes take place at the White House itself. It has to happen.
Warning the nation could face great peril, Corker says Mr. Trump has to move way beyond himself. In recent days, the president has lashed out at the Senate's Republican leader and some GOP members. He called Arizona's Jeff Flake yesterday a flake who is weak and toxic. Steve?
Well, Charlottesville victim Heather Heyer's mother tells ABC's Good Morning America she's not interested in taking a phone call from President Trump because he equated her daughter with white supremacists, she says. The U.S. Navy has dispatched penalties for the June collision between a destroyer and a commercial vessel. It happened off the coast of Japan, leaving 7 sailors dead. The commander and 2 other top officers are being removed from duty aboard the USS Fitzgerald. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says it was determined they made critical errors that contributed to disaster.
The Navy holds the senior officers aboard any vessel involved in a collision like this accountable. If those Navy ships are operated properly, these type of collisions do not occur. But the captain of the ship is ultimately responsible for everything his ship does and his ship fails to do.
A lawsuit's been settled that put the spotlight on the CIA's War on Terror program of harsh interrogation. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Legal experts say the out-of-court settlement is likely to end the agency's use of techniques devised by 2 psychologists following 9/11, including waterboarding, sleep deprivation, stuffing detainees into coffin-like boxes, and slamming them against walls. The ACLU initially sued psychologists James Mitchell and John Bruce Jessen themselves on behalf of 3 detainees, one of whom died in custody. But they argued they never personally tortured anyone, said their $81 million CIA contract was simply to design the methods. A 2014 Senate probe found their techniques yielded no useful intelligence. Steve?
The maker of the EpiPen has finalized a $465 million agreement that settles allegations it overbilled Medicaid for more than a decade. Monday's total solar eclipse promises to be a dazzling event, and since it falls in the middle of the workday in most places, CBS's Jim Shenavy says the boss is just going to have to put up with it.
According to the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, the cost of the eclipse in lost productivity will total $694 million, and that's based on an estimate that the average worker will spend roughly 20 minutes in the moon shadow. Many American workers will take much more time than that, and some will simply call in sick.
What's in that bottle of Poland Spring Water?
Bringing you fresh-tasting spring water only from Maine.
A new class action suit claims it's common groundwater that doesn't meet the federal definition of spring water. Parent company Nestle says Poland Spring does meet all regulations to be called that. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 18th of August. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.